greetings. This is Why's That? I'm Sevilla Mann. Once a month, Why's That answers a question you send us. When something in Southwest Michigan makes you curious, let us know at WMUK.org. Picture an old schoolhouse, and what do you see? Simple design, tall windows, somewhere to put a bell? That's a fair description of a building on Stadium Drive near 9th Street that caught Sue Grossman's eye.
I've been driving by it all my life because I grew up in this town.
Sue and I are studying the front of the building as traffic zips by on Stadium. She had guessed that this might be a school, and records show she's right. If you're picturing white clapboard, this building is brick, it's also two stories, and it has a cupola rather than a belfry. Sue spots a plaque over the door.
So it says number 10, 1870, so it must be school number 10 in whatever district.
It was number 10 in Oshtemo, back when the township had its own schools. In a moment, we'll find out more about what's in store for the building. First, we'll explore the history of number 10, which was one of at least 11 schools in Oshtemo. They were scattered all throughout the township.
Yes, they were, because the people were scattered all around and there was not transportation.
Isla Henderson is with the Oshtemo Historical Society.
So every few miles, the fathers, the mothers would need a school.
Number 10 on what's now Stadium Drive had about an 80-year run from 1870 to the 1950s. Henderson interviewed a former student, Mary Jane, birth name Anderson, who studied there in the 20s and 30s. Henderson says Mary Jane told her about the classroom setup.
With a picture of George Washington on the wall, and if they had a map. If they didn't, they sometimes drew one.
And even if it wasn't uphill both ways, Henderson says Mary Jane did have to climb to the top of 8th Street on her way to school.
In the winter, she took her sled so then she could slide down the hill and not have to walk.
Henderson says Mary Jane and her sister packed their lunch,
which was usually a bean sandwich or potatoes with a little vinegar and sugar on them. But on Mondays, they usually had chicken because Sunday was chicken dinner day.
And Mary Jane told Henderson that students had two hooks in the cloakroom, one for their coats and one for their tin water cups. That was in the 1920s and 30s. Henderson says a few decades later, the school no longer made the grade on building codes.
The way it closed was a little at a time. Like first the upstairs, and then a couple of rooms downstairs, and last of all when Chime was built, they still used one room downstairs for kindergarten.
The Chime Street School opened in 1953. In 1965, the Oshtemo District was annexed by Kalamazoo Public Schools. So what's happened at number 10 since the students left? That's what Sue and I have come to find out.
Hey, Richard Spiegelman.
It's really nice to meet you.
I'm Sue.
Glad to meet you.
Richard Spiegelmeyer and his parents bought the building at an auction in the mid-1970s, outbidding people who wanted to tear it down.
That's when we decided to start bidding, in order to save the building.
Yeah.
It's an integral part of Oshtemo. 1870 is when it was built.
Uh-huh. Historic restoration is Spiegelmeyer's profession. The eastern part of number 10 didn't go on till the 1920s. Spiegelmeyer notes the careful matching of the dimensions of the windows and the overhang of the roof.
The old theory was that you matched as closely as you could the existing building for continuity and for generally appearance, and they did a beautiful job here.
The students liked the addition too, one of them told Spiegelmeyer years ago, because it came with an indoor bathroom. In recent years, Spiegelmeyer's used number 10 as a warehouse. He says it's full of tripping hazards, so we don't go inside. But from the porch, he points through the front door.
Right through here, you'll see a cabinet.
Yes.
And that's where the rope is. It's still there to ring the bell.
Oh, my gosh.
The bell isn't there, although when we bought the building, we were at an auction and bought a bell that we could put in here, but we never got it up there. With the restoration, that would go in probably.
Spiegelmeyer says he's already restored the windows and plans to start work on the rest of the building soon. He says the roof needs the most repair. When it's done, Spiegelmeyer says, the former school could host any number of businesses. A brew pub has inquired, and an insurance agent. Sue, who wanted to know more about the building, thinks it would make a nice bed and breakfast.
And I'm really interested to see what happens to it.
Why is that? We'll be back next month to answer another question about life in Southwest Michigan. Tell us what you've noticed at our website, where you can also view class photos from the number 10 school. For WMUK, I'm Sibylla Mann.